Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So we're back at the Ekurhuleni's mayor calls for the mayor to be removed. That's mayor, the ANC mayor, Dr. Gxagaza, who many are calling. This is two independent organizations, Independent Citizens Movement, ICM, as well as ACDP in the city of Ekurhuleni, saying, no, there is mismanagement of funds, negligence of orders and property not really properly complied with. And all of these, they can explain themselves. Apparently, there's also a 2 billion revenue shortfall as well in the city of Ekurhuleni. On the line with us is ICM Councillor Dr. Joe Mujapilo. Thank you very much, Dr. Mujapilo, for making time for us. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Penelo, for having us.
Dr. Mujapilo, you're a former chief operations officer in the city of Ekurhuleni. You are saying that you're concerned about the delivery of services by the mayor. What exactly, at the top of your list, concerns you about the mayor's delivery?
At the top, it would be, Penelo, the leadership capability of the mayor. And I have to state it here that the we were aware right from inception that the city requires a capable and visionary executive mayor who will prioritize good governance, financial prudence, and strategic leadership to steer the city forward. And right at the inception, when this mayor was elected, most of the parties involved in bringing the change agreed that the ANC as the biggest party in council should lead. However, there was a condition that for as long as mayor is not stuck up. So we were clear.
The mayor is not stuck up. Is that what you said?
Yes, that was the condition.
What do you mean the mayor should not be stuck up? What do you mean by being stuck up?
No. The mayor should not be. We say the ANC should lead.
Mm-hmm.
That was the condition at the beginning. As long as the candidate that they will give us is not Dr. Gxagaza.
It's not Dr. Gxagaza. And why was it important that it's not Dr. Gxagaza?
Because he has been in the system and all the parties were privy to the type of character that he is, to the type of leadership that he possesses. And as a result, it was different parties. I mean, Council is made up of 16 parties.
Mm-hmm.
But the parties that led to his emergence were about 15. And each of the 15 had their own reasons why he should not be the candidate that the ANC would give to us.
What were your reasons?
Our reasons was that he lacked the leadership quality. He's the kind of a person that thrives on divisions and the dynamics of the municipality as it stands now. It requires the kind of leader that will unite people, as opposed to dividing them. And that was primarily, you know, the person that thrives on gossip, thrives on division, and that's what we raised, at least as the ICM. But others raised issues of corruption, some laziness. It was a number of issues. But what is important,
Before we move on, except that didn't stick because he did become the mayor. We're a year down now.
Yes, and I want to explain, because we were convinced that we should respect the internal processes of the organization, which is the agency.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it didn't take long for him to prove that we were, most of us, right in our assertions about him, to the extent where most of the parties were even agitated. They were calling for a change immediately after he was elected. And we have requested that let's give him benefit of the doubt, which is what we did, and here we are now having to implement this change.
So you speak of leadership. Let's speak about specifics that people, you know, can work with here on why you want him to step down.
Let's look at, because we raised three areas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at in the first area of financial mismanagement.
Mm.
Right, the cash on hand of the city is not improving under his leadership. And this results in non-payment of service providers, including important creditors like ESCOM, which was a subject matter of media attention recently.
Mm.
right? The revenue enhancement strategy, the sustainability, the city sustainability of municipalities cannot rely on your traditional rates and taxes. The city put a revenue enhancement strategy in place, but that strategy is not yielding the desired outcome, which is leading to, you know, consistently missing the target and the 2 billion shortfall, which has been reported. So these are some of the areas, the poor spending on the conditional grant, which we rely heavily on in order to fund our CAPEX budget. And you know, if you don't have money, that will have a negative impact on service delivery. And it will also affect the future allocation from national treasury if you are not spending the money. These are some of the leadership failures when we look at his leadership style in terms of financial management.
The issue of the 2 billion rand revenue shortfall, has this been brought to council before, and how was it dealt with?
It has been. In fact, it was a report that council dealt with as a result of this new revenue enhancement strategy. Mm-hmm. And council has agreed that they have to, so it was supported, the report, that council has to conduct an investigation in terms of, are we under budgeting? Are we over-optimistic, or are there revenue leaks in the system? You know, is this shortfall a technical shortfall or non-technical shortfall? But the investigation which the council has agreed to will give us the answer to that. But council has unanimously supported that there should be an investigation into the 2 billion.
So the investigation has been approved?
Yes, it has been approved.
Okay, and when will it start? When will the process begin?
Yeah, the fact that we don't know the magnitude of the problem, one, we wanted to, in line with the SMART principles, we wanted to put the timeline to it. But the fact that we even changed the recommendation that came with the report that said internal audit must investigate, we changed it to say, no, it should be an external body, independent external body, so that the process is objective.
Yeah.
So you don't want to rush it. So you want to allow the due processes. Because initially we were saying, debating between 3 to 6 months, that we said, no, the report should come back to council as soon as possible.
No, no. What I'm saying is that has this independent body been appointed? Has the ball started rolling?
Not at all. Remember, this decision was taken in the council of the 27th of February.
Okay.
So it must have been what? It lasted 2 weeks. So it's recent.
Yeah. Okay.
So we must still allow the process.
You've put forward a motion of no confidence. When will this be tabled?
On the 27th of this month.
On the 27th. And are you...
But I must indicate...
No,
I wanted to say I must indicate that the motion still has to go through programming.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate that some of the people within the system leaked the motion. So it is unprocedural in actual fact that we are discussing a motion that has not even yet gone through programming for selection to serving council of the 27th.
So it's not yet within the agenda?
It's not yet. Nothing is within the agenda. Because programming, which will only fit on survey, the forthcoming survey, it pays the agenda of council. So there's no agenda as we speak. We are hoping it will make it into the agenda.
All right, let's wait for that part to happen, and then after that we'll obviously have a conversation with you. Are you though confident? Let us just say everything is smooth and it goes through to the agenda. Are you confident that you've lobbied enough support to get this motion to go through?
No, we are confident, Pimelo, that the motion will carry and will be successful. And I must qualify, we haven't even lobbied.
Okay.
You don't lobby when you stay checked. I always say the motion,
Dr. Mujapelo, this is politics. You know that has, you know, first of all, you proved the point earlier that you did not want Dr. Klagaza. And Dr. Klagaza became the mayor because you couldn't lobby the ANC. So you know, no, this is politics. So you would have to lobby.
Kimelo, you know, the issues that are in the motion, if you are following the Council of Ekurhuleni, those are the issues. It's a summary of issues that has been raised in council by all parties. So council here is confronted with its own reality. And the question is, are they going to put the interest of the people first, or are they going to play party politics? And I'm saying there might be people who are lobbying and going around. As the person that has submitted this motion, I haven't lobbied anyone. Okay. And I'm saying council must exercise and demonstrate that it's a responsible council. You can't raise this issue, and when you are given an opportunity to correct, you don't do that. So I'm confident this will carry, because this is an outcry that the council itself has been raising.
All right. Let's hope so. Let's hope that people are going to exercise what you are saying as doing the right thing. ICM Councillor Dr. Joe Mujapilu, who is hoping for a motion of no confidence on the mayor of Ekurhuleni.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.